We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
And welcome, delightful viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus C2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable on IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Puntarenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatzú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatzú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subahtr, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, British researchers find that camping is good for one's well-being. In ecology news, Peru takes steps to preserve her biodiversity. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 17th, is the Independence Day of Iceland, commemorating its achievement of self-government in 1944. An island northwest of the United Kingdom, between Greenland Sea and the North Atlantic Ocean, Iceland is among the world's oldest democracies. Þingvellir, the site of the first Icelandic parliamentary assembly, is a national park and a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. The volcanic island of Surtsey, another World Heritage Site, is an outstanding location to witness the process of inhabitation of flora and fauna on new land. May the warm-hearted citizens of Iceland celebrate a splendid Independence Day. Today is also the World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought. This year's theme is Forests Keep Drylands Working, corresponding with the International Year of Forests. Seminars, campaigns and exhibits are some of the activities occurring around the globe to call attention to this urgent concern. May all play a part in saving the planet by choosing the earth-loving vegan diet.
Flying news. New heavy rain claims lives in China. Floods and landslides caused by more torrential rains since Monday, June 13th, have claimed yet more lives and left seven others missing in central and southern regions. As of Wednesday, the Central Meteorological Station has raised the warning level from code blue to yellow, with some 88,000 residents forced to flee their homes in Zhejiang, Jiangxi, Hubei, Hunan, Sichuan and Guizhou provinces. Around 53,000 people had been displaced from Hubei's hard-hit Xianning city alone as of late Tuesday. Experts have alerted related departments to be prepared for more landslides and mudrock flows. The Chinese Ministry of Civil Affairs and National Disaster Reduction Commission dispatched work teams for relief operations while also allocating $5.4 million in relief funds for Guizhou province as they sent 5,000 tents and 40,000 quilts to victims in Guizhou and Hunan.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Civil Affairs allocated $20 million for evacuation and reconstruction endeavors in central Hubei and Hunan provinces on Wednesday, where record rainfalls of up to 150 millimeters had been recorded on Tuesday. The latest deaths bring the toll fatalities and missing to more than 170 since the rains began over a week ago. Rescue teams were sent to all affected areas, and relief supply stations have also been set up in 11 provinces and 7 cities. With precipitation that followed prolonged drought along the Yangtze River, some 223,000 residents still unfortunately lack clean drinking water.
With all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please consult with local officials on any required assistance and to go if possible to help the most vulnerable. She added that funds for emergency needs would be available.
Our appreciation, Chinese officials and personnel, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted concern. We pray for the protection of the storm-stricken people and that such weather extremities may be alleviated through our kinder care of all fellow inhabitants of the earth.
Southeast Australia floods prompt mass evacuation. Several areas in northern New South Wales were declared disaster areas on Wednesday, June 15th, after 3 days of torrential rains triggered floods. Some 2,000 people were forced to flee their homes in eastern Australia, while another 10,000 were isolated, as roads were rendered impassable and water levels in swollen rivers continued to rise. At least one fatality occurred when a tree fell onto a car Wednesday morning, with state emergency assistance officials saying they had received more than 1,400 requests for assistance.
Conveying her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested our association members to please check with local officials and see if help is needed, saying that financial aid for urgent necessities is available. She requested that they go, if possible, to bring comfort to the worst affected.
We are grateful for the Australian officials and personnel working to ease the situation, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's attentive concern. May heaven protect the Australian people as we strive to alleviate such conditions through our eco-caring actions.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. People continue to speak out in the name of safety, human rights, and basic freedoms as they gather in countries like Brazil, Czech Republic, Egypt, Libya, Mexico, Palestine, Syria, Yemen, and the U.S.
Czech Republic. Czech transportation workers held a one-day strike on Wednesday in protest of proposed government economic reforms intended to avoid future budget shortfalls, which would include increasing the value-added tax, raising retirement age, and other changes to the national welfare and healthcare systems.
Egypt. 5 months after former President Hosni Mubarak imposed a curfew as a way to quell the nation's protests, Egypt's military rulers officially lifted it on Wednesday, June 15th.
Brazil. Obed de Souza, an activist who brought to light illegal logging practices in the Amazon, was found perished of gunshot wounds outside his home, making his the fifth death in the past month due to conflict over land use in the rainforest.
Libya. According to a Tunisian army official, the number of Libyan civilians and troops, including senior officers, who are fleeing the conflict into Tunisia has once again increased. From Monday to Tuesday alone, over 6,300 Libyans arrived in Tunisia.
U.S. In response to a resolution by the U.S. House of Representatives stating that President Barack Obama should have sought Congress permission before taking military action in Libya, the White House issued a report Wednesday stating that no such approval is needed for the mission to continue. The report further calculated that U.S. war costs in Libya as of June 3rd were $700 million, and that total cost through September will be $1.1 billion.
Yemen. On Wednesday, tens of thousands of Yemeni citizens rallied in the capital Sana'a and many other cities, including Taiz, Dale, Baidaa, and Hadramat, continuing their peaceful demands for the transition to a new government and for the current regime to be held accountable for violence against citizens. They also rejected a mediation offer from the Gulf Cooperation Council, or GCC, saying that President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who is currently recovering from injuries in Saudi Arabia, had already backed out of three previous GCC-mediated agreements. Activist delegates also met on Wednesday with the country's acting head, Vice President Abdul Rabu Mansur Hadi, where they asked for the immediate formation of an interim presidential council. The meeting participants later reported that the vice president had requested a period of 2 weeks to be able to prepare for the next steps in the transition.
Syria. Nearly 9,000 Syrian refugees have now crossed the border into Turkey as they continue to flee the brutal crackdown of their government. In a press conference on Wednesday, Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoglu stated, "Turkey will never refrain from any help for Syria." He went on to say that the government had also decided to provide humanitarian help to those Syrians who have escaped the violence but are now gathered near the border in barely survivable conditions.
As we mourn the lives lost and are saddened by the plight of those who suffer injury and fear, we pray for the conflicts in all nations to cease, with people everywhere choosing to live side by side in sovereign dignity, freedom, and peace.
Re-election of Prime Minister and President in Laos. On Wednesday, June 15th, the 132-member Laotian National Assembly agreed on the reappointment of incumbent President Chumali Siyasan and Prime Minister Thongsing Thammavong for a second 5-year term. President Chumali is promising to bring more prosperity to the nation through an economic growth rate of 8% a year, a pledge that is supported by the country's consistent 7.9% annual growth over the past 5 years. "Our sincere congratulations, President Chumali and Prime Minister Thongsing, on your renewed terms in office. May your country and fellow citizens be ever graced with expanding prosperity and peace."
Portugal names new Prime Minister. On Wednesday, June 15th, Portuguese President Aníbal Cavaco Silva appointed Pedro Passos Coelho to be the nation's next Prime Minister. With a coalition government officially formed on Thursday through an agreement signed with the People's Party, or CDSPP, the new Prime Minister has promised to address the matter of economic reforms that are necessary for the repayment of recent loans and to ultimately recover the country's prosperity. Prime Minister-elect Coelho, we respectfully congratulate you on your new post. May your term in office bring much benefit and upliftment to all the deserving people of Portugal.
Save our planet. Small-scale farmers in Mali, Africa report concerns about adequate rain to grow their crops this year, as fluctuating precipitation in recent years has brought either too little or too much rain at once, damaging harvests and causing food shortages, which in turn has raised prices.
Save our planet. The Minister of Environment and Forests in Bangladesh announces on Monday the creation of a 300-member group to halt illegal wildlife trade and protect such animals as the endangered Royal Bengal tiger in the Sundarbans mangrove forests.
It's Honey, the belted flower fly here. I'm eating the delicious vegan way, foods without any animal products. Now, a gardening tip of the day. It's a good idea to water your plants less often, but in greater quantities. Called deep watering, this method soaks the soil better and keeps it damp longer. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
in the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News for Mongolia. Vegan Youth Union promotes cruelty-free living. Established by our association members in Mongolia, the organization will help to share the many advantages of compassionate practices. The launch of the union was held at the Loving Hut, Khan Hul in Ulaanbaatar, where delicious complimentary vegan fare was served. Loving Hut is an international family of restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai to offer tasty and nutritious plant-based food for the increasing number adopting the benevolent lifestyle. Dignitaries included President of the Confederation of Mongolian Trade Unions, Mr. Ganbator, who is a vegan, a producer of the youth radio at National Community Radio of Mongolia, Ms. Aryan Geril-Jikjik, and National University of Mongolia Professor Dr. Bom Ocher Dolom, also a vegan.
I've been a vegan for about a year now, and I'm very happy to participate and be part of this celebration today.
Our sincere appreciation, Mr. Ganbator, Ms. Aryun Geril-Jikjik, and Dr. Bom Ocher Dolom, for your support of this vegan endeavor. May young people be blessed with a future filled with much love for all beings.
In health news, camping is good for one's well-being. Researchers at Liverpool John Moores University of Great Britain reported that 93% of campers said this outdoors activity could make people happier. Among other results, 77% of campers are satisfied with their quality of life compared to 59% of those who do not camp. Furthermore, 80% of children feel their parents are more relaxed when the family is camping. Increased optimism and energy and improved social interaction were also noted. Our many thanks, Liverpool John Moores University, for highlighting some of the benefits of this wonderful recreational pastime. May we all partake of the abundant gifts which Mother Nature so freely and lovingly offers. Up next on Noteworthy News, Peru conserves more than 1,800 acres of land. We will take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. Stay tuned for more soothing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, harmonious news for a cooperative world. In ecology news, Peru takes steps to preserve her biodiversity. Pampacoral Cusco has been designated as a conservation area. In addition, the Ministry of Environment of CELNAMP has given official approval to the formation of the imperial city, Cusco Cahuarina. This is an area of 1,827 hectares belonging to the peasant community of Sondormayo Rumira, situated in the district of Ollantaytambo, Urubamba. It contains glaciers, forests and grasslands, as well as a broad range of vegetation. Furthermore, numerous species of birds, including those which are indigenous to the locality and endangered, live here. The region is also home to a variety of animal co-inhabitants, such as the rare Andean cat and the herbivorous Andean deer. Congratulations, Peru, for adopting these significant measures. May your beautiful land and the incredible wildlife she supports continue to flourish for eons to come.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Childhood.
Parents spend their first part of a child's life urging him to walk and talk, and the rest of his childhood making him sit down and keep quiet.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Thank you so much for the TV program and all the useful information. I've been really looking for such a channel for a long time, which is full of good and positive news related to humanity, loving kindness, and spirituality. God bless you all. Ava from Iran.
Earth-loving Ava, it's really great to get your message. We're happy to hear that you enjoy Supreme Master Television. May heaven bless you and all the pure-minded souls of Iran with everlasting peace and contentment.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be graced with celestial benediction.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In an effort to help curb China's rising inflation rates noted to be at a 34-month high as of May 2011, which have been aggravated by sharply increased food prices, the nation's central bank has raised lending rates, as well as the fund levels that banks must keep in reserve.
On Wednesday, June 15th, Ghana became the 154th country in the world to ratify the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, highlighting its importance in bringing national, regional, and global security.
Thanks to information provided by India-based children's rights organization Bachpan Bachao Andolan, at least 32 child laborers were rescued in New Delhi on June 11th from conditions that included 12 to 14-hour workdays and are being reunited with their families.
The deep space U.S. probes Voyages 1 and 2, traveling as the furthest human-made objects from Earth, are currently being propelled through the heliosheath, with data now revealing that this area encircles the solar system in gigantic protective bubbles, each about 100 million miles wide.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.